I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three already. My, how time flies. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
On this Memorial Day weekend. Well, tomorrow ought to be a good show. We're going to do that up for our veterans and open lines and all that. We'll get some good calls tomorrow on Memorial Day weekend, one of my favorite weekends. You know, real quick, just a quick note. You know, a lot of folks fish with bait shrimp, and Texas law, well, a lot of people probably don't know this, they forbid the use of non-native shrimp to fish with for bait in our waters around here. You know, imported shrimp. Supposed to use only native Texas shrimp only. That's approved for bait shrimp. And what they're getting to is a lot of these imported shrimp that might come from Venezuela or Thailand or California, and they're not harmful to humans for consumption or anything, but they do carry several known viruses or diseases that can be transmitted to our native Gulf shrimp, even our crabs and crawfish, other crustaceans like that. And be sure and check the label on the package when you buy, you know, frozen shrimp or anything like that, and make sure it's a product of the Gulf Coast, all our states around here, because they can get a disease, what's called white spot syndrome. And they mostly come from imported shrimp like the Pacific blue shrimp, tiger shrimp, yellow leg shrimp, you know, that are imported in from Venezuela, Thailand, places like that, and California. And they can spread that deadly white spot syndrome virus, and it can be detrimental to our shrimp populations. Very interesting read. If you'd like to read this, go to tpwd.texas.gov, go to their website, and they've got a complete rundown on the Texas native shrimp versus these other shrimp that are imported in here. You don't want that. It's like, you know, our shrimp, we got the brown shrimp, the white shrimp, the pink shrimp, and then the mantis shrimp, which is what we call sea lice. That's what our fish thrive on, and that's what they're used to eating. And so they're not imported. They're homegrown right here. All right, let's go over to Louisiana now. Let's go check in with our good friend, Captain Kirk Stanzel at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Hey, Kirk, what's up, bud?
Hey, man, Mickey. Well, the wind finally eased off a little bit.
Yeah, I was looking over your way. The farther east you get from Galveston area over here, it once you clear Sabine and get your way, it's down to about 9 or 10 this morning. And way over by Venice, it's like 1 and 2 miles an hour over there. So I wish we had that over here, but
I'm telling you, it's been a brutal week.
It has, I mean, hasn't it? I've been thinking about you guys.
Brutal. Oh, man, it's hardly any trout to speak of. We're wind, and, boy, we got the fresh water. We got a good dose of it coming
through.
Did
you? It finally hit you?
Yeah.
Golly, yeah, I hate hearing that.
Yeah, it just makes fishing tough. I mean, it's even hard to catch redfish.
Wow.
Yeah, we
then you throw all that wind on top of it, and mixing that fresh in with the salt, and it just turns everything into a mud hole, man.
Exactly. This week, well, last week, we had some decent trout catches, and we were able to get out and fish, you know, on the reefs or chase birds or whatever.
Yeah.
The fish are there, but we just can't get to them and catch them. I mean, we're getting in the back ponds, you know, in the marsh and stuff, and catching a few reds, but they're not stacked.
Right.
It's just scattered. They're scattered. And you got to use live bait to catch them. I mean, it's hard to catch fish on artificial.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine with the water torn up like it is, same thing going on over here and even down. You know, I was talking to Cliff Webb earlier down in the Baffin Corpus area, and their water's just butchered up too. And you know how clean that always stays with all the grass and
Right.
You know how pristine it is, but he said, heck, that wind's 40 to 42 miles an hour at daylight in the mornings. It's just,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, I just thought it was bad over here when it was blowing, you know, 20, 25 plus. So, golly. Yeah, it's been brutal. It's, you know, they're calling for the winds are down this morning. So maybe they'll bite a little bit today. And then this wind's supposed to kick back up by Monday, blowing again.
I know. I know it, brother. What do you do?
That's life on the coast. Yeah, you get up and go.
You just get up, strap it on, and go.
That's right. You got to strap that smile on, too, now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better have a smile. You got to have some kind of entertainment for your people.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
This is when it guiding turns into a hold. You know, we are in the entertainment business.
Oh, without a doubt.
And if their rods aren't bowing up, you better have some good BS.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and you know, even though you fished the spots yesterday and didn't catch them, doesn't mean they're not going to be there today. So you still got to go back and try them. You know, and then I'll throw something in new, try something new, because you know, lots of times, you know, on these bad days, somebody's going to hit them. You know, everybody that goes out, somebody's going to get on something. So that's why you move. You pick up and move. And, you know, you don't like to when it's blowing that hard and rough and all. But
no, it feels like you're whipping a dead horse, but you got to keep going through the motions, because
that's right.
A lot of times I'd rather be lucky than good.
That, all the time.
And hey, when you're both, you're blessed.
That's right. Yeah. A good friend of mine, Captain Sam Crutchfield, had a great, he was a charter captain in Florida, and he comes to duck hunts with me, stays all duck season. And on his boat, you know, he was an offshore charter guy. It said, fishing is all luck. The harder you fish, the luckier you get.
That's it.
No doubt.
And that's with anything in life. You know, nothing comes easy. If you want something bad enough, you're going to have to work for it.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you can't sit back and think it's going to be handed to you.
Well, so. A lot of them think different these days. But I got some bad news for them. Move out of mommy's basement and get you a job and go to work, baby.
Go to work, man. You know,
make
it
happen.
Out.
Make it That's happen.
Right. Yes, sir. That's, I mean, truer words couldn't have been spoken.
That's what we're all about, man. You got any vets over there for Memorial Day weekend?
Not that I know of, that are coming in. You know, I'm sure there will be, and I will shake their hand and thank them for their service.
Mm-hmm. I love Memorial Day weekends. One of my favorite holidays.
Yeah, it is. It's a great holiday.
It really is.
So
get to honor the ones that never came home, and the ones that did, that sacrificed a lot. And
that's
just,
right.
Without that, you and I wouldn't be enjoying this conversation right here, right now.
No, we sure wouldn't. It's all because of the price people paid for us to have this.
That's it. A lot of valuable blood spilled for our freedoms.
Yep. And a lot of people just don't get it.
No, they don't.
You know, they think it's owed to them instead of earned.
Right. Well, you know, they are. Our brothers and sisters all down the line for years have sacrificed it all to earn us what we're enjoying right now.
That's right.
And some people, like you said, just don't look at it that way.
No. But, it gives me cold chills thinking about it, Mickey.
I know. Hey, there was a video going around. Did you get it on Facebook where everybody that your friends with was sending around and said share it with other people? It had the you know, the Irish bagpipes playing, and it was showing, you know, flag-draped coffins with, you know, wives and loved ones laying across them crying, and it showed this one. The one that got me is when the dog was sitting there at the funeral home laying right by the casket, wouldn't leave it.
I've seen that. Yeah.
That'll jerk a tear from a glass eye, buddy.
You're not kidding.
That was a good one.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
It was a good one. I saw that. That was really good. I want to think that was a Belgian Malinois, if I'm not mistaken.
That dog that probably was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, dogs are something. You know, you remember the story about the Irishman that had a pub over in Ireland and he died, and he had this dog that was just like his, you know, best friend. And
right,
they had his funeral, and they carried his casket through town and then took him to the funeral site there outside of town and buried him. That dog would never leave that grave. They had to feed the dog and take him water and food every day. He would not. He laid on that guy's grave till the dog died. And I'm sure it died with a broken heart. Isn't that something?
You
cannot beat loyalty like that.
No. Yeah, and that's one thing about a dog. They are so loyal. And,
They are. The only time they'll break your heart is when they pass, when they die.
That's right. That's right. You know,
they'll never lie to you. They won't cheat on you. They might steal
that's
a biscuit
right.
from you or something, but
well, that's your fault for leaving it out.
That's so. Right. That's right. Or feeding them under the table, man. My wife gets so mad at me. She goes, "You've ruined that dog." I said, "Hey, she's mine to ruin."
That's right.
Oh, well. Well, man, I wish you guys the best over there. I'm working on this wind. I'm trying to get it to come down. But if
please do.
Any indication over there by Jeffcoat and them at Venice this morning over at the booth, they're calm. And and the more you come back to the west, the windier it gets. But I'm showing 10 and 13 out of the southeast on the beachfront and then 10 inside the lake over at your place. So that's not too
that's
awfully bad. That's
about,
doable.
That's not terrible. Not, it's not like them 20 pluses we've been having.
And I think at our north jetty right now, it's 21 and gusting a little bit higher than that at times. But
wow, okay.
But well, it could be worse. It could be 35 to 40 like it was earlier in the week.
That's right.
So beware what you wish for.
That's right.
All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come over and do the Hackberry experience, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Oh, it's easy, Mickey. It's call us toll-free, 888-762-3391 Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out and.com.
All right, brother. Kirk, tell all the guys hi, and y'all have a safe weekend. Be careful over there.
All right, Mickey, I'll do it, man.
All right, buddy.
Good talking
Thank
to you,
you.
As always. Great show.
Hey, all appreciate right. it, man. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning, kicking off the Memorial Day weekend. Bright and early, 6:21 in the Bayou City. Let's run down Port O'Connor way now. Let's talk to Captain Lynn Smith. Hey, Lynn, what's up, bud?
Man, just the wind and the tide, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's
it's unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we did lose a little bit of water up here overnight, you know, with our low tide. It's not as bulled up as it was, but, you know, it's going to turn around. We got one incoming tide today, so it'll get bulled up again with the wind behind it. So here we go.
Yeah, same here. It'll it'll pull back in though.
Oh yeah.
It'll come on in. And we've been chasing the redfish mainly, you know, back in the lakes.
Well, I mean that, but what else can you do, you know? It's the way it is.
I know. But boy, I tell you what, the people have been pouring into town. It's nothing but solid stream of boats and trailers and golf carts and everything else. It's going to be crazy this weekend.
Are you fishing?
Incredible. No.
Oh, good for you.
No. I'm going to be cooking.
That's what I'm going to be doing. Just looking and cooking, baby.
That's it. You got it. And thinking about Memorial Weekend, I want to tell a story of my my uncle. My dad's brother was a merchant marine captain.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran a tanker when they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And, you know, we were from Port Arthur. And anyway, when they bombed Pearl Harbor, of course, they needed ships. You know, we didn't have many ships left. And they took his tanker and they converted it for convoy support. And they put 29 anti-aircraft guns on that tanker. And they commissioned him as a lieutenant commander. And he ran convoy support, and he went all through the war as convoy support with that tanker.
Right.
And right toward the end of the war, he got hit with a kamikaze.
Uh-oh.
And in the front compartment and killed 32 men. But he brought that tanker into Pearl Harbor. And I never will forget seeing he had a picture on his wall of that tanker when he brought it back into Pearl. That ship was listing real bad, but he brought it in.
He made it.
And he made it in, yeah. But that was a heck of a story, I'll tell you.
I bet. I bet it was tough to live it out, too, knowing you'd been hit like that, and you got a 50-50 chance, and maybe not even that good of making it back.
He told me that was the sickest feeling that he'd ever had, was watching that kamikaze coming toward him, and everybody shooting at it, and it still kept coming and coming. He said that was a sick feeling, you know.
I know, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't knock it out of the sky, and they're using it just like a guided missile, and they're going to put it right on your deck, man.
Yep, that's right. But at least it hit the front of the ship and not the cunning tower or anything like that.
Yeah,
but,
no joke.
But anyway, he was a real good man and a good captain, and did a real good job. But he was a good uncle. He was my dad's brother. He looked just like my dad. When I was a kid, I used to confuse him with my dad. I used to think he'd be my dad, you know. I'd run to him thinking he was my dad. But anyway, great man. Really was.
Awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, back to fishing, man. Yeah, this weekend I think I'll just give it to him. I'm just going to cook.
Well,
that ain't all bad. Let the crazy be on the water. No, I think six days straight starting Tuesday. So I'll be on the water starting Tuesday.
Well, I just hope this weather turns around. You know, I was talking to Cliff earlier, Cliff Webb down there at Corpus below you, and he said it's just there were some mornings that it was 40 to 42 mile an hour winds at daylight. Said it was just absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All the water's just butchered up down there. Said it's terrible. Even the croaker guides, they lucky to come in with four or five fish a day, man.
I know. Well, yesterday, fine example. I had two friends that went out yesterday. They were going to take croakers, and they waited with croakers. Well, I called them yesterday to get a report, and they waited with croakers and had four fish. That's all.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough, especially when you're wade fishing with them and that's all you can muster up.
I know it.
That's tough.
Well, you know, the other day I was wading and with two of my buddies, and we were catching a lot of trout. We had all our trout. And one of them said, man, he said, we have all our trout, but we can't buy a redfish. Where do you think they are? I said, shoot, they're way up on the island, you know, as high as this tide is.
Sure.
They're way up there on that island. I mean, normally where the water would be, you know, knee deep, I mean, we're wading over waist deep.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
That big blow on Tuesday, we had tides that were almost 4 feet above normal. They were 3.86.
Mm-hmm.
That's some water air, bub.
No, I'm telling you.
Tropical storm tides.
Yeah. Oh, listen, you can go anywhere you want to go, I guarantee you. Yep, you can go places you never thought about going. But you can see some new territory, I'll tell you that. But, you know, with that, there's a lot of stuff floating out there that hadn't been out there.
A lot of debris, a lot of dunnage washing off the shorelines. Those tides go up and grab all that driftwood and everything else, and when the tide goes down, it brings it out into the open bays, and you better watch out. It's
That's right.
Running in the dark right now is not a smart move.
Yeah, I don't like running in the dark right now with these high tides. Too much debris. And I ran over by Pascavallo a couple of days ago, and there was a lot of debris coming in through the pass, a lot of trees and a lot of limbs, and you don't want to hit that. I mean,
no.
I don't need to lose a lower unit, but I was dodging limbs and stuff.
I had a experience one morning I was coming out of Cedar Bayou into the mouth of Tabs Bay, and pretty much same thing going on now with all these bull tides. And a 2x12 had washed off the bank. I didn't see it. It was right at daylight. It was just, you know, you could barely see. And I ran over it, and luckily I wasn't lit up and hauling butt like, you know, sometimes I do. I was doing about 30. Well, what it did, it went under the back of my bottom of my boat, and when it got to the back of the transom, it flipped up, and it got between the engine and the transom, and it was like, you know, it flaps down on an airplane. It completely stopped me and pushed my bow completely underwater, lifted the back end up that high, and we went from 30 miles an hour to a dead stop in like 20 feet. That was the craziest thing that ever happened. And luckily, everybody was sitting down and hanging on, somebody got hurt real bad. I was wearing that console. I was all over it, steering wheel in my stomach, and that was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I hit it just perfect, you know. It just flipped up, and it was about a 12-foot long one. It was wider than my boat, and it just hit perfectly back there and flipped down. And buddy, that's like throwing anchor out at 30 miles an hour.
Yeah. Speaking of that, one of my buddies was coming back across the bay, wide open bay, and hit an anchor rope that had come off a boat, and somehow or another grabbed this anchor rope in his prop. Well, the other end of it had an anchor on it.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
Talk about stop you on a dead stop.
Man.
Same thing happened with them. Yeah. And I mean, everybody, you know, thrown to the bow of the boat, you know.
Yeah. Jeez.
Same thing happened. Yeah. Incredible.
Well, what prime cuts of meat are you going to be smoking this weekend?
I'm going to do some baby backs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Always a big hit.
We're going to kind of have a little block party thing, you know. I think everybody's going to do something different, and I volunteered to do the baby backs and some chicken and probably throw some venison sausage on there too.
Atta boy.
So,
well, that's
a
good deal.
Gonna,
yeah, everybody get together, cook a different dish, bring it all to one function, and get after it.
That's what we're going to do.
Hey, do you ever see old Red Childers much?
Oh, yeah. I see Red all the time.
How's he doing? I hadn't talked to him in years, man. You can't go to Port O'Connor. I used to go when I'd come down to you without running into Red.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Red's here. Yeah, I see Red all the time.
Talk to
him quite a bit. You know, he used to be on A.J. Foyt's pit crew.
Right.
Yeah, years and years ago. He can tell you some stories.
Well, I heard that. I've heard a few of them, too. We used to go down to that old hamburger joint and eat the one that had the hole in the floor.
Oh, it had holes all over the ceilings?
Yeah, and the floor. Yeah, it was a dump. It was the best hamburger in South Texas.
Oh, yeah, greasy.
Yeah.
That was Madden's.
Madden's, that's it. Madden's. That's it.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, you go in there on a rainy day and they had pots and pans sitting on all the tables catching the water.
That's
from the
it,
ceiling.
From the leaking roof, buddy. That's it.
That's it. But yeah, that was the greasy spoon there, boy.
Yes, it was. Cold beer and juicy hamburgers.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, man.
But they were good.
Yep, and can't talk about eating in Port O'Connor unless you talk about Josie's. Man, that was my favorite
place.
That's
it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They did a fine job.
Well, Tommy Coons came over here one weekend and called me. And we got together, and he said, any place around here cook your fish for you? I said, oh, yeah, Josie's.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you gotta eat some of that grilled fish. So we came over here, and I told him, I said, man, this will be the best fish you ever had in your life. He said, yeah, right. So we came over here and brought fillets and had them grill it, you know, with onions and jalapenos and tomatoes.
And it was.
They brought out a big old platter, you know, and he said, oh, my God. When it was over with, there wasn't a thing left. He said, you know, I thought you were blowing smoke, but he said, that's the best fish I ever had in my life.
It's good. We ate, we took them some redfish and trout fillets one night up there, and buddy, You don't get any better than that. Golly, it's good.
Yeah, I mean to tell you, it is good, and you won't have anything left over, I can guarantee
you. No, you'll eat it all. You'll be miserable when you walk out. It's time to go home, go to bed, sleep up, and get up and ready to go make another wade the next morning.
That's it.
All right, Glenn. Well, hey, I want to check in with you. You have a great weekend, and y'all have fun at your party today. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you, bud.
You betcha, man. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
Glenn, thanks, and have a great Memorial Day.
Hey, you too, Mick. Y'all have a good one, bud.
We're going to do it, brother. See you, man.
Take care. Man.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a good one. It's already started off good. All right, 640 in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Livingston now and see what's going on with our good friend at Pinwall Campground and Marina. That's Harry Detant. See what's up. Harry, good morning.
Hey, Mickey, how are y'all down there this morning?
Oh, we're just peachy, baby, just peachy.
I tell you what, we're better than we've been in a long time. It's not raining.
Yeah, so, it's drying out.
It's dried out. You know, we had pretty good wind all week long, you know, and it dried everything out, and I'm really happy to see that because, you know, I mean, we've lost nearly every weekend in between here and in the middle of February this start of this season. But it looks like we're going to have a good one today and this weekend. So anyway, we're looking forward to it. There's a lot of people out, people coming in, you know, starting kind of yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And then through the late afternoon and evening. But so it should be a good holiday. I think, you know, the lake, you know, we're a little bit above normal pool. I don't know exactly what we was. I think yesterday was probably about a half a foot above. It went down a little bit lower than that, and then it kind of came back up, I guess.
Yeah, even at 48,000, I've been watching the last couple of days. It's been on the rise, even with them putting out 48,000 cubic feet. So it's you still got water coming in.
There's still water coming down out of the Dallas area. But anyway, we'll just make our way through it. You know, the catfish are still biting a little. I caught some white bass there the middle of the week this week. You know, I wound up with 43 whites, and 16 of them were over 12 inches, and the rest of them was this 10 inch and above. Threw them all back except about 10 of the
The bigger ones.
That was enough for cook a little bit and everything else. But you know, the lake, you know, every time what happens, Mickey, you know, and it's just something we'll have to get through, but every time they slow the dam down, that mud line spreads a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just kind of covers everything up, and you know, the lake is pretty murky right now. Up here in the creek on Pinwall, it's not too bad. You can see down in the water pretty decent. You know, I have seen some black bass come in this week. One guy that I talked to here the day before yesterday, he had a really good day, and he was back yesterday, and he just zeroed out. So, you know, that's kind of way it's going.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
It's not really consistent, but anyway, you know, we're just looking forward to this weekend. I mean, you know, we haven't had a decent weekend really all season. We've had some pretty good weekends, but when the weather forecasters got through us, we were supposed to have a bad weekend, and then we wound up having a nice, pretty sunny weekend. So, you know, people kind of stay, they look at the weather before they go anymore, you know, that's kind of the way it is. So, it looks like we've got a little bit of wind out yonder this morning. Not a whole lot, you know, probably maybe about 5 to 6 mile an hour maybe. I think they're forecasting maybe something like a 10 mile an hour out of the south, which that's okay for us. It leaves this side of the lake pretty flat.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm looking at 6, 7, It's pretty calm up there. The reservoir near Goodrich is showing six. And then Cape Royal is showing a southeast at seven.
That's not bad.
No, that's pretty good. I wish it was like that down here on the coast. Boy, we've had our share of wind lately, man.
In between wind and fresh water.
Yeah, we got that fresh water. If y'all need some, I'll send some back to you, Harry.
No, if I could step it up above Dallas somewhere, you know, maybe up in the Panhandle where they could really use it, that would be all right.
Oh, I'm telling you, I wish there was a way to divert some of it. It's just, you've been up there a long time. Have you seen that much water come through Livingston in the last 5 years like it has ever?
No, I haven't. You know, when we first came down here in the, in the real early 90s.
Yeah.
We saw some pretty good releases for about a few years. But, you know, Mickey, that was, at that time, they didn't have the electronic gauges around the lake and up through the river channel. They just put a guy in a pickup truck and had him go read the rain gauges, you know. And
yeah.
So they didn't have quite the control over the lake like they do now. But now, the boys, they know exactly what in the heck they're doing. I mean, they can take it up or they can take it down, and you know, they're not really going to do anything until the folks there at Dallas tell them what to do. So, you know, they really got a pretty good control on it. But we used to see a long time ago a lot of large releases. We sure did. But then again, that was prior to where they put in that Wallaceville project. Then in August, you know, the lake, it dropped 18 inches or 2 foot because they have to push the salt water back for the rice farmers. But, you know, they don't have really that like they used to with that Wallaceville project online. So, you know, we have seen some improvements. And I think there is a lot of room for a lot more improvements, you know. I've always said, you know, I mean, you know, one of their guidelines is they will not pre-release on this lake. And, you know, I think in let's call it special situations, I think they ought to be able to lower the lake a foot or two ahead of some of these big rain events. Because, you know, we have really had a lot of rain for the last 4 or 5 years. I know the last two, year before last, in the month of August, we had like 9 inches of rain, and then last year in August we had a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's coming at times now that we were not accustomed to seeing over the years past. I remember now the biggest flood I ever saw was in '89, down the Trinity River. That's when the dam at Livingston almost busted. I think they opened it up a record 120,000 cubic feet per second. Something like that. And, I mean, and it went on for days like that. I remember it flooded the entire Galveston Bay complex. We had one little clear strip of water over at Dollar Flats and one at Fat Rat, and the rest of the bay was totally trashed for a long time.
I think it was like 94, you know, there was a
94, that was another, the 94 was the next big one. And then we had Harvey, which was the biggest one ever. You know, for our bay system, just because of the San Jacinto River also.
But, this lake right here, you know, I get people, you know, they come here and they go by the dam, you know, and they say, boy, they're letting out of the water. They've got letting a lot of water out there. They say they've got all 12 gates open. But they may have all 12 gates open, but the misunderstanding is if they open all 12 gates up all the way, that dam has a release capacity of like 300,000 cubic feet.
Oh, yeah. The downstream, it'd flood everybody out for miles and miles if they did that.
It would take it away, you know, and I mean, on Rita, I believe it was Rita, you know, when they washed, when the winds washed all the riprap off down yonder.
Boy, I remember that.
They was really considering it, you know, because they dropped 4 foot of water out of this lake in a heartbeat. I mean, it did not take long, and I don't think they exceeded over 110,000. But at 110,000, I've seen the water physically going downhill, like you pull plug out of your basket. And that's exactly what 110,000 to give you. I mean, it doesn't, you know, they're in 94, you know. I mean, we had a bunch of old floating boat stalls, and they came up out of their guides, and they had that release hidden way up yonder, and they told me that they was going to catch up with it and start bending over, going down, you know, around midnight, and we just stayed up and tried to get those stalls back in the guides there, and you know, after we got to lock, you could see the water just going down. I mean, that's a lot of pull.
That is. Don't fall in.
No. You think I'll be in liberty before you know it. You know, I mean, yeah, but you know, I think there's probably better ways to regulate this lake. But you know, that's not up to me. You know, I mean, I always thought you ought to put somebody up here on the lake that had something to lose, and put somebody down below the dam that had something to lose, and they'd get their heads together and figure out how to regulate things where nobody lost anything. But but the trend here the last few years is that we'll go to getting these rains, and the lake will go to rising, and they'll wait until we're 2 foot above pool before they ever go to increasing the releases.
But
you know, and then when they do that, you know, I mean, I guarantee you somebody, you know, anything over, probably 71, 72,000, you know, somebody's going to get wet. But, you know, if they would open it up a little bit a day or two before, you know, and hit maybe 45 or 50,000, you know, I mean, I think it'd pass on through the lake a lot. Lots easier, but anyway, that's the way it goes sometimes. But anyway, we're just looking forward to this weekend. I think it's going to be a nice weekend this weekend, and you know, like out and about there yesterday. You know, I mean, it almost felt like July or August. I mean, I don't know what the temperature got to, but it warmed up pretty good yesterday, so you know, that was nice. You know, it's really nice to see people coming in and out, and it was a long wet winter.
If I was fishing this weekend, I'd rather be up on the lakes and get away from the coast where all the wind is, because it's a lot calmer up on our area lakes this morning than anywhere else. So
I know y'all been beat up really well on the wind here lately.
I mean, it's calm over at the Big Sam east of you. Even Toledo Bend's calm this morning, so.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what we need. You know, I hope everybody watches what they do and you know.
Wear that life jacket, man. That's that way if you screw up and go to the bottom, we can find you with a life jacket on. Harry, I got to run, my friend. So, hey, y'all have a good weekend. Throw your number out at Pinwall.
The number up here at Pinwall is 936-967-4752.
All right, buddy.
See you sometime, Mickey.
Hey, you bet, Harry. Take care, my friend. See ya. All right, we're going to wrap the show up with a little Memorial Day entertainment. We'll see you in the morning.
Took a musket ball in Chancellorsville. I went down and I lie here still. Underneath a cross of stone, the world has turned and time's moved on. There are seasons when it seems everyone's forgotten me, till the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May. I fought on a distant shore in the war to end all wars. World War One turned into two. Argonne into Peleliu. It's hard to rest so far from home, but one day a year I'm not alone. The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May. From the jungles of Vietnam to the mountains of Afghanistan, and whatever wars are yet to be, we'll fight to keep our country free. My chopper went down in Iraq. One more week and I'd have made it back. Now my war and battle's done. I rest in peace in Arlington. My wife is here most days with me. Won't you come and keep us company? The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, please help her decorate my grave, but only bones lie here in tune. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves. Remember all of us and the sacrifice we made on the last Monday in May. The last Monday in May.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.